All right, that little squeak in there was... Well, that comes at absolutely no extra charge. Tonight's broadcast from Dominican University of California. Sorry about that, fans. 20 minutes on the overhead. The national anthem is behind us. The games are ahead of us. The game is ahead of us. The Penguin women already won by 41 points to stay right in the thick of things in the CalPAC conference. Stuart Horn with you on radio.dominican.edu. And the CalPAC conference games tonight. The 5-3 Cal State University Maritime Academy Keel Haulers going up against the 7-1 first place Penguins for Maritime Academy. Their head coach, Brian Rooney. And as an aside, Rooney, one of the greatest Penguins in DU history, is now the head coach up there in Vallejo. Brian Rooney, the head coach, assisted by Royster Martin, Dave Ward, and Tom Cook. Starting for the Keel Haulers, number 13, Simon Heller, a 6'3" senior out of Cape Coral, Florida. Number 5 is Will Williams, a 6-footer. He's a junior out of San Diego. Number 33 is Cody Gatton, the top scorer at 6'5". He's a senior out of Cotati. Number 40 is Steve Barrera, 6'3" senior out of Manteca. And number 20 is Andy Johnson, a 6'1" junior from Fairfax, right up the road here from San Rafael. For the first place Penguins, under head coach Brett Tavani. Tavani in his third year, he's assisted by Lee Creation, Brandon Davis, John Parker, and Jeff Stanley. Starters for the Penguins tonight, number 3, Alistair Flack, the 6-footer. He's a sophomore out of Melbourne, Australia. Number 10 is Michael Wells, a 6-footer out of Claremont, California. He's a freshman. Number 34, Adam Chavez, the leading scorer for the DUs, 6'5", sophomore out of Oakland. Number 23, Ray Chavez, gets a start tonight, the 6-foot junior out of San Leandro. And Ryan Trammell, number 42, the 6'5" junior out of Oceanside. Try and keep the squeaking away from you. Keep this broadcast nice and clean from here on out. At least that's our intention. 20 minutes overhead, 35 on the shot clock. Tavani smiling so far. And we'll see if that holds up. Last time these two teams got together, the Penguins jumped on them early. Maritime Academy came fighting back 100 miles an hour, and at the end it was only a 2-point game. So the referees have signaled the beginning of the game is upon us. No more waiting. This game is going to get going now. As soon as all 10 players low-five each other. And then this game will go. Ryan Trammell to start for the DUs and Cody Gatton for the Keel Haulers. Penguins will be moving right to left across your computer keyboard from the P to the Q. Attacking the southern rim at the Conlin Center. And Ryan tips it out. And the Penguins have it on offense to get things going. Here we go, fans. Ray Chavez, top of the key. Gets it over to Wells. Now Alistair Flack out there. Nice low bounce pass indoors. Trammell kick out. Adam Chavez outside. And then they get it back to Alistair. He's going to slow things down. Boy, Alistair was right on the boundary line there. Right behind him. But he must have seen it on the out of the back of his head. 8 on the shot clock. Outside, Ray Chavez on the way. 3-ball! Chavez buries a tray ball to open the proceedings tonight. Oh, man, Ray Chavez has been on fire lately. And that was a beauty. Chavez just buries one from way out on the left side in the corner. Penguins on defense now. They lead 3-0. We're 1 minute into it. Keel Haulers working the perimeter very nicely. Here goes a jumper by Simon Heller. It's deep. And down with it, Alistair Flack across the middle. Flack goes coast to coast. Now a no-look pass. Flack hits the deck, and they call it against Flack. Simon Heller had come set at the top of the key. Flack slammed into him with a pass intended for Trammell. And that is a foul. The first team foul called against the Penguins with 18:54 to go. Across the middle now is Andy Johnson. Johnson is 6'1" junior. Johnson flips it off to Gatton. Gatton back over to Johnson on the corner. Left side, they try and get it into Gatton, and Ryan Trammell knocks it out of bounds. heads-up play there for Trammell to tip it out. 18:38 to go, fans. 3-zip DU after the magnificent tray ball by Ray Chavis. Chavis opening up tonight so nicely. Boy, and when Ray catches fire, he's deadly, too. So far, he's 1-for-1 from way out there. Minute and a half into it, and the Penguins lead by 3. 7 on the shot clock. Here's the jumper now by Johnson. Short. Somehow, Maritime comes up with it. Tavani just looked up at the ceiling as if... I'm not sure what he was thinking. Tavani's mentioned the trouble with the team has been their inability to rebound. And now Adam Chavis comes up with it after Will Williams fires a long two ball. That was no good. Chavis with the rebound. 3-0 DU. Now it's stolen away for an instant by Williams on the pass intended. Oh, Tavani now screaming at the referee right in front of us. And they're going to give the ball after Michael Wells tipped it out of bounds. They called it on Wells. Wells was chasing it. Tavani can't believe it. 3-0, 17:54 to go in the first half. Penguin women already won their match against the Lady Keel Haulers by only 41. Here's the turnaround and the deuce. And that goes down by Cody Gatton, the leading scorer for the Keel Haulers. Gatton, a 6'5" senior. Now the Penguins on offense. They lead by 1. Wells, top of the key. Ryan, left side, Chavis. Now driving in, baseline, Alistair on his own. Oh, Alistair up and under. Alistair drove it from the left side. 17:20 to go, 5-2. Penguins on top. Simon Heller's got it. Now he gets it out on the right side to Johnson. Now he drives it indoors to Gatton. And Gatton missed an easy layup. Down with it, Adam Chavis. Kick out, Ray on the way, 3-ball. Oh, Chavis! Another 3! 8-2. That's 2-for-2 for Ray Chavis. Oh, Ray's hitting him from all over. He hit the first one from way out on the left side. Here's a 3-ball. Now by Gatton, deep. Down Alistair. Then he hit the second one from way out on the right corner. I mean, way out there. Turn around. Ryan Trammell with a perfect assist by Alistair Flack. Shout out to Melbourne as the timeout has been called by Brian Rooney. Brian Rooney in his first year at the helm of the Keel Haulers. 16:33 to go. It's 10-2 after the two tremendous bombs by Ray Chavis. This timeout brought to you by TNB Sports fans. TNB Sports in Santa Rafael since 1946. Right there on 4th Street. You can check them out online. TNBSports.com. 16:33 to go. 10-2. The DU's on top quickly. Very reminiscent of the last time these two teams got together when the Penguins jumped all over Maritime Academy. Maritime Academy, fearless and tough. Nothing can knock these guys back. Now across the middle, Alistair Flack is on defense. Will Williams gets it out there on the left wing. Now they're just working the perimeter. Johnson has it. Stolen away by Wells. Wells trips on top of Cesar Girardo, who's lying on the floor now. Girardo is wincing in pain. Girardo sees birds flying around his head. Girardo's getting up slowly now. There's an official timeout. Our three NAIA sanctioned referees in the house tonight, Alan Pierce, Horace Shields, Ken Snell. 16:16 on the clock. 35 on the shot clock. Now we're back underway, fans, and here we go. Trammell gets it to the top. Now driving in, Adam Chavis backs out, hands it off to his brother Ray. Ray's hit the two tremendous three bombs. Now Ryan. They get it over to Wells. Wells stutter steps. Wells has it batted out of bounds from behind by Williams. Williams is a 6-footer out of San Diego. He's a junior. Wells, one of the most aggressive, sure-handed players in the league. He's only a freshman for the Penguins. Inbounds quickly. And Ryan Trammell gets it up there on the quick up and in and spins it in. Big hook shot, 12-2. 15:37 to go, fans. 12-2. DU's up by 10. Here's a big three ball on the way. A little bit deep by Johnson. Penguins down with it. Adam Chavez with another rebound. Here's Alistair Flack. He brings it up the right side. Nice bounce pass outside. Now Ray's got it out there on the right wing. They're going to guard him very closely now. Now Alistair holds it. He tucks the ball into the left arm and holds up the C to indicate the play. Ryan's got it. Now they go indoors. Ray? Oh, Ray had the big spinner high off the glass, but the foul came. And Ray almost canned that thing. That would have been an impossible shot, 12-2, 15-09. It was impossible. The way Ray's playing so far tonight, if it doesn't go, you can't make it. No one can make it. So Chavez to the line. Number 23 on the way, perfect. Well, that's nothing but swish. Coming in now is David Prenable. Prenable, a 6'6" freshman out of Modesto. He's come in for Coach Rooney. On the way, Ray cans that one. 15:09 to go, 14-2. Both teams have committed two team fouls, and across the middle is Andy Johnson. Jansen flips it off to Gatton. Goes left side, Girardo. Girardo, after suffering that something like a knee injury or something, he was lying on the floor face down for a while, and now Girardo's still in there. So Girardo's a tough guy. Girardo was hammered as Ferreira gets ready to come in for Tavani. 14:57 to go. Will Williams on the line. And he'll get two. On the way, Williams, perfect. Oh, that was pretty. Backspin, dove down. 14-3 now, Ferreira in, Wells out. Williams back to the line now on the way, and that's good. Well, those were both just clean free throws. That guy can shoot them from the line. We've got to keep an eye on Williams. 14:50 to go, fans. 14-4, Ryan. Right side, Ferreira. Now here's a jumper by Ray. Three ball. Holy cow! Ray Chavez again for three. Three in a row. Three in a row for Ray Chavez. And that's some fine shooting, and now a travel's been called. Andy Johnson dragged the foot before he chucked it off to Girardo. Pat Fahey to come in place of Adam Chavez. And now a timeout has been called by Coach Rooney. Ray Chavez, fans. Three in a row. Ray Chavez has just been deadly out there. Holy mackerel. I mean, Chavez is always good, but three in a row? After the first one, they started him playing him a lot tighter. And after the second one, they started triple-teaming him. Doesn't matter. 2-3 goes up and cans the three balls consecutively. 17-4, 14-13 to go. This timeout brought to you by Puentes Taqueria, located right down there at the Montecito Plaza in San Rafael. Say hey to Bobby. Puentes Taqueria, proud sponsor of DU Athletics and the Field of Dreams. You can find them at Puentes.com. The best burritos in town, Puentes Taqueria. We're about ready to get this one back underway, fans. Penguins by 13 early. 14:33. There are the whistles indicating the timeout has come to a close. Current time is 7:42 p.m., fans. Saturday the 19th, 08. That's the end of the timeout. Pat Fahey's in there along with Ferreira and Flack, along with Trammell and Ray Chavez. Ray Chavez working on three in a row. Here's a three ball by Fahey. Softly, Fahey gets a tray ball to drop, 20-4. Pat Fahey, a CalPAC newcomer of the year last year, one of the smoothest shooters in DU history. And you can only compare him with the likes of Jonathan Weber, he was the greatest three-point shooter in history. Here's a three-point long one by Johnson. That one's deep. And it's hauled down by Will Williams and then put back by Williams.
20-6. Great play by Williams there to get the rebound and then hammer it home. Now Ray Chavez has got it top of the key. Ryan back over to Fahey, who just scored the big three bomb. Here's Alistair Ferreira thinking about it. A lot of time. Ferreira, good look on the way. Ferreira for a three ball. And the Penguins are dropping threes all over the place. The Penguins are dumping home threes like that's the only shot they have. But, of course, their inside game is their whole game. Their outside game is just icing. And that's five of them. In the first 7 minutes of play, less than. Now the Keel Haulers on offense. They tip it out, and they get their own rebound. Here's a good head fake now by Gatton, the top scorer. Gatton holds on to it. Now he goes left wing, Williams. Williams, who just scored the putback, back outside Girardeau. Now Gatton's got it. Gatton drives in against Ryan. Gatton's got Ryan by about 30 pounds. Here's a tip in by Prenable. Prenable's fouled by Ferreira, but no bucket. 23-6 with 12:48 to go, fans. That's a fourth team foul committed by the Mighty Penguins. Three by the Keel Haulers. Prenable was Keel hauled on that one, but he gets to go to the line for it. And he makes this one. Prenable, a 6'6" freshman. They put 50 pounds on this guy. He's going to be deadly. On the way, Prenable. Nice fun. These guys can shoot some freebies. I mean, just the movement on the ball, the spin on the ball while it's in the air from the free throw line is impressive. Nice backspin. Slow rotation. Here's three ball by Ferreira. Now he missed that one. Well, I don't remember the Penguins missing a three ball yet tonight. Shot clock resets, 12 and a half to go, 23-8. Maritime now working it. Williams on the way. That was a long deuce, I think, but he missed it. 12:20 to go. Alistair across the middle left side, picks up a nice screen from Trammell, throws it back to Chavez. Three ball. Oh, they're thinking three. Low bounce pass into Ryan. Fahey on the way, straight away, three ball. Oh, Pat Fahey, two in a row! Fahey buries a tray ball. I think that's six so far. Rogoff and Chavez getting ready to come back in. Fahey with two in a row. Ray Chavez with three in a row. Ferreira has got one. That's six. Now Ray Chavez playing some massive defense. And off the foot of Alistair Flack, as a low bounce pass is attempted by Andy Johnson to get it indoors. Flack gets a leg on it and boots it out. Shelton's in there, along with Rogoff, along with Ferreira, along with Fahey, and Adam Chavez. .11:40 to go, the clock rolls. Rogoff across the middle. 26-8. Shelton on the left wing. Back to Fahey, top of the key. Between the circles. Here's Rogoff. Rogoff goes back and forth. Shudders. Now Ferreira. Shelton. Shelton top of the key. Oh, Shelton thinking about it. But Shelton has a guy who's about 2 feet taller in his face. Shelton was able to get it off to Adam Chavez, who went up and drew the foul, but no bucket. Shelton had a clean look. Except for one problem. And that was Simon Heller, who was just right in his face. Now that's the first free throw by Adam Chavez, and that one goes down. I'd like to see Chavez go perfecto from the line tonight. It's been a little sketchy the last couple games from the line, by his standards anyway. And this one's missed. So Chavez is one for two so far, 27-8. 11:14 to go. Left side now. Maritime Academy's got it. Here's Williams. Williams kick out. Heller for three. No. Chavez down with it. Off to Rogoff. Rogoff brings it across the timeline. Left side, 11 minutes exactly. Rogoff goes between the legs. Now he backs up between the circles. Now he just dips his feet into the DU logo in the middle of the house. Over to Shelton. Indoors, Ferreira very softly off the glass. Super assist there by Shelton. Great up and in by Ferreira. 10:44 to go, 29-8. Five team fouls committed so far by the Keel Haulers. Now Ferreira playing some massive defense against Williams. Well, he almost knocked Williams over.
Now they go outside. Gatton drives it in. Missed it. Down with it, Ferreira. Here's Nate across the middle. Nate drives the lane. Left side. Nate off the glass. Too much. Nate got a little too excited on that one. Put too much on it. Heller. He needed a finger roll, but he got the whole hand on it. Here's a jumper by Williams. Three ball, no. Williams gets his own rebound, flings it back inside to Gatton. Well, that was a heads-up play by the Keel Haulers. Now between the legs, Johnson. He flings it over left side, Heller. Now they go to the top of the key. Now Gatton on the left wing, and a foul. Back in there is Gerardo as Coach Rooney's called a timeout. 9:59 to go, fans. 29-8, and the Penguins are stomping on Maritime so far, and that's the only way you can play these guys. You got to play them tough up front because they're going to come roaring back. 14 fouls committed by the Penguins, 5 committed by the Keel Haulers. Stuart Horn with you, live radio action on a CalPAC basketball evening, a doubleheader. The Penguin women already won their match by 41 points over the Lady Keel Haulers. Lady Keel Haulers got past the Penguin women last time they played. So tonight, Coach Brianna Chambers put the hammer down, and the Penguin women got them by 41. This timeout brought to you by Frank Howard Allen Realtors. Search for homes, get neighborhood information. Go to their award-winning website at fhallen.com. Frank Howard Allen Realtors. Love where you live. All right, the end of the timeout is here, and we are ready to get the rest of the first half underway. 9:59 to go, and the clock rolls. Penguins on the inbounds. No backcourt pressure at all from the Keel Haulers. Shelton on the left wing. He goes to Fahey, top of the key. Now over to Nate. Nate stutter steps and a low bounce pass. A nice, softly falling away was Adam Chavez. And that was a clean shot, 31-8. 9:39 to go. Across the middle, Maritime. Andy Johnson's got it. He flips it back off and now into the hands of Williams. Now they go left wing. Here's Gerardo. Uh-oh, Gerardo is in trouble there. The Penguins let him off the hook. Now flying into Ferreira is Williams. Now from the left wing, Gerardo drives the baseline. He's got Fahey all in his face. On the way now, Gatton missed it right. Fahey tips it out. Ball's loose. Back up, Barrera. And Barrera's looking for a foul. He doesn't get it. Now the Penguins on the fast break. Here's Fahey for three on the way. He missed it very short. Nice rebound by Williams. Williams hauls it in, 9 minutes exactly, 31-8. Back across the middle is Johnson. Johnson, right wing, Ferreira. Johnson goes behind the back, Ferreira's in on him. Cesar Gerardo has got it. Top of the key, he goes left side, now Johnson. On the wing, back over to Barrera. Barrera to Gerardo. Drives in again. Now the Penguins won't let him in. Gerardo flings it outside. Three ball on the way, very deep. Down with it, Nathan Rogoff. Nate hauls it in, with 8:32 to go. Rogoff goes across the middle, goes between the legs of the stutter step, and now he backs up and surveys. Over to Chavez. Shelton on the right side. Shelton goes back and forth and flings it to Fahey. Now the Penguins on the wheel. Back outside. Chavez had it, and he tried to fling it back over to Rogoff, who was at the baseline, threw it away. Now on the fast break, Johnson's got it over the top of Shelton, and a foul. Blocking foul called against Scott Shelton. 8:09 to go. Ferreira's out, and Ray Chavez is coming back in. Ray with three bombs in a row. Fahey had two there. He missed the last one. Keep the three-ball ticker going on Ray Chavez. Most I've ever seen in 8 years, Katie Christensen hit five in a row at Holy Names. That was 3 or 4 years ago. Right now, Ray Chavez has 3 three-pointers in a row, fans. And a couple of deuces in there for good measure. 8 minutes now. 31-11. DU playing very tough in the first half. Boy, they look great. See if they can keep it up. Shelton, indoors. Fadeaway jumper. Oh! Adam Chavez had the jumper, but it was short and it kicked out.
Now we're inside of 8 minutes. Here goes a jumper by Gatton. Gatton can't get it to go. But Gatton's not making anything. And now it's tipped out, and they're going to give it back to the Keelhaulers. Adam Chavez got tied up under the hoop with Steve Barrera. Barrera, 6'3", senior out of Manteca. And Barrera's kind of a big, beefy dude. Here comes Ryan Trammell. He's back in there for Pat Fahey in his place. Barrera's a big, beefy dude in there, and so is Gatton. Those two guys are bigger than any DUs. And both those guys are bigger than any of the Penguins on the whole team. Of course, Adam Chavez, just a sophomore. Well, he put 50 pounds on him. He could go do some damage elsewhere. Of course, I'd hate to see that. Johnson with a nice up-and-under move by Will Williams. But Williams put too much glass on the ball. Williams did a kind of a pirouette, scissor legs, high glass up-and-under move. And luckily for the Penguins, it didn't go, but he does get a chance to shoot two. And Williams' first two were good. And Williams cans this one as it rattles in. Out now, Andy Johnson. And in his place, Simon Heller has returned to the game. Heller at 6'3", is a senior. And Prenable's back in there in place of Cody Gatton. Here's the next one by Williams, 6-footer out of San Diego, and that one's perfect. 31-13, 7:23 to go. Across the middle, Alistair Flagg goes between the legs, over to Chavez, and then straight away. Now Adam left side, Alistair. Alistair fires it back over to Nate Rogoff. A couple great ball control guys in there with Rogoff and Flack. Flack on the right wing. Flack has nowhere to go. Flack with 8 seconds on the shot clock, and Adam Chavez gets wrapped up with Steve Barrera, and all the Penguins broke towards Chavez, and they all looked up at Barrera and said, well, please don't do that again, sir. That was a flagrant foul on Barrera, so they're going to let Adam Chavez go to the line with a technical, 31-13. Chavez, the Penguins are going to get the points and the possession. But the Penguins were not about to go jumping in the face of Barrera. Oh, Adam Chavez gets it to go in front of a huge house here at the DUs. Last weekend before classes start, they begin day after tomorrow, so tons of students back on campus. And a lot of them are here tonight. This one by Adam Chavez is perfect. And now the Penguins are going to get the ball after the two free throws, 33-13. And Barrera with a flagrant foul sent the other nine players in the house into the backcourt. Well, Adam Chavez stood on the line in the spotlight all alone. So Ray Chavez is going to bring it in. He looks and gets his brother on the up and in. And now a foul has been called on Prenable. So that's the first team foul called against Prenable, the seventh against the Keelhaulers. Penguins have committed six. It's 33-13. And Chavez will go right back to the line. If only a second or two had spun off the clock. Chavez on the way, and this is good. That's Chavez. Chavez can basket his ball. That is for sure. Back in there for Maritime now is Johnson. He puts that thing in the hoop. That's what Chavez does. 34-13. And this one's good. 35 now. And the Penguins quickly retreat to the northern end. The basket they're defending. Maritime Academy moving from our left to right. Or my left to right, I should say, in the broadcasting area. Looking down on center court from high atop the area of play. 15 on the shot clock, and Maritime Academy works it indoors. They get it to Barrera. Now it's tipped away by Adam Chavez. Chavez is looking for Prenable, and the Penguins are going to slow things down. They fling it left side. Adam with the jumper, right wing. Chavez. Oh, man. Adam Chavez buries a deuce. He's only having another great night. 37-13. Getting ready to come in is Adrian Valderrama for the Penguins. At the next break in the action. Here's Simon Heller. He gets it out right side. Cesar Girardo works the ball in beautifully. Boy, they just got it in there. And Prenable was right under the basket and drove it in. Actually, just softed it in there. The ball was driven in, the low bounce pass. And Prenable buries a deuce from the right side. It's a simple little layup. Once you can get the ball down low, there are no Penguins anywhere there. It seems simple. Three ball on the way. Alistair, air ball. Flack from the left side. Boy, he's going to hate to see that one. Flack wanted the ball back, something terrible. Valderrama's back in there, along with Havlicek now. Chavez is going to have a seat, and so is Nate Rogoff. 5:29 to go, fans. 37-15. Penguins have come out very strong. A mess of three balls so far, and a bunch of great defense. 5:20 to go. The whole key to this thing is the defense. Just ask Tavani. Here's Girardo now. Drives the lane, left side, backs up, shudders, takes a shot. Coming up on 5 minutes. He missed it deep. Down with it. Alistair Flack, right side. Valderrama on the way, three ball. Uh-oh! Another tray ball. Valderrama comes in cold and bangs home a three. 40-15. Inside of 5 minutes. Here's Girardo, left wing. Now he drives in. Girardo, kick out. No look, Johnson. Back to Girardo, head fake, three ball, doesn't want to do it. He's got Ray Chavez in his face. Chavez steals it away. Now to Ryan. Now to Alistair. Left side on the timeline, 40-15. Penguins back on offense. Now they fling it up to Havlicek very softly. Now what a play by Ray Chavez. Ray Chavez on the seam in the defense, which was all around the area right under the hoop. And he just softed it up there, waiting for it was Havlicek, and boom, baby. 42-15. 4:10 to go. Another three ball, very short, by Heller. The Penguins are making everything, and I mean everything. And Maritime can't get a tray to fall. And the putback by Havlicek after the miss by Alistair Flack. And the Penguins score another one. 44-15 with inside of 4 minutes to play in the first half of this Cal Pack doubleheader. Penguin women have already won their match earlier this evening. Penguin women were 3-5 coming into tonight. The same conference record as the Lady Keelhaulers. In fact, the Penguin women had lost to the Lady Keelhaulers earlier in the season. Penguin women were victorious tonight by 41 points. That's putting the hammer down. 44-15, fans. 3:56 to go. 17 fouls by the Keelhaulers. 16 fouls committed by the Penguins. This timeout brought to you by Adidas, the official uniform outfitter of the Mighty Penguins of Dominican University of California. Check them out at adidas.com. 44-15. 3:56 to go. Hey, shout out to Pat Hauer. Speaking of adidas.com, Pat Hauer hit me up. I think it was Pat Hauer. It's a new SID here at Dominican University of California. Hit me up with a great new jersey. Dominican Athletics official shirt. Now the shot on goal goes up by Cody Gatton. He gets his own rebound, and then he picks up the foul. And no bucket was involved. I think the shirt could have been a team effort between Hauer and Roger Goodwin. Of course, I was whining and crying for it quite a bit. And that never hurts. Cody Gatton nails the first one. But ultimately, I think it was Hauer who gave it to me. It means a lot. 3:35 to go, and both of those go down. 44-17 across the middle's Valderrama. Now Havlicek. Now Alistair Flack out on the right wing. Too far out to shoot it. Kevin Kruger's come in for the DUs. Almost knocked away by Will Williams, but the Penguins get it back. Flack has it. Williams is all over him. Oh, Flack beat his man. Flack drives the lane. Flack from the left side. Flack from underneath, and he gets it to go. 3-10, Alistair. Makes up for that air ball from 2 minutes ago. 46-17. 46-17, fans. Uh-oh. Keelhaulers work the ball down low. But one of them muffed it, and I'm not sure who it was. 2:51 to go, and they get the ball back. 2:44 to go, fans. That's Tyler Field down there who's just come into the game. Number 15. Field's wearing the undershirt with the dark blues. No other player in the house is wearing that. The rest of them are just going with the tank top on the top of the uni. Here's the jumper left side, Williams for three. No. Down with it now is Valderrama. Valderrama goes behind the back. Left side, Kruger. Now Alistair, who just scored the big deuce. And he gets it down low. Oh, no. Havlicek had the easy layup from 1 foot, and he missed it. Havlicek slams the hands together, hates it. Now left side, driving the lane. Keelhaulers. Uh-oh. And he gets his own rebound. That's Johnson. Can't get it to go. Now falling on it is Valderrama. He tries to fling it out. Wants to call a timeout. Doesn't get it. It's a jumper. 2:04 to go, fans. 46-17. Prendable's back in the game now in place of Cody Gatton. So Rooney is mixing these guys up pretty nicely, keeping the legs fresh. 2:04 to go. 46-17. On the short side now. They're going to bring it in. Here's Field. Field flings it inbounds. Now they get it back outside to Williams. And the two-minute warning has been called. Andy Johnson has got it. Boy, big football weekend. Steve Barrera's got it. They get it indoors. Back outside. Barrera on the way for three. Barrera cans a big tray ball with 1:41 to go. 46-20. A few more of those. And Keelhaulers are right back in this thing, and I don't doubt it's going to happen. Penguins have got to remain focused and play very tough. Now the shot goes up by Kruger, but doesn't go after the give and go from Alistair Flack. Kruger was fouled, and he'll get to go. Fouls called against Tyler Field, the 6'5" freshman out of Sacramento's field. So Kruger's going to go now for two. That's the eighth team foul committed by the Keelhaulers. On the way, Kruger, and that's good. Well, Keelhaulers have brought about 200 fans in the house. Nate Rogoff has come back in place of Alistair Flack. I'd say there's a couple hundred Keelhauler fans in the house sitting behind me, looking across about the same number of Penguin fans. On the way, Kruger, very nicely. 48-20 as Kruger cans both. 1:25 and the clock rolls. Back across the middle now is Andy Johnson. Johnson goes left hand, now right. Now left, now he flips it over to Prendable. And back to the top of the key as Williams drifts to the right. Stolen away, kick back out, Williams. Now Field. Field left side off the glass, and boy, he just powered that one through a bunch of Penguin arms and nailed the deuce. Well, what a shot by Field. Field's going to have some bruises from that play alone, but he got the deuce. Now he gets Nate Rogoff to Fahey. Then back to Nate. Low bounce pass, Fahey. Fahey works it to the outside. Kruger on the way. Two ball, no. Down Havlicek with the putback, yes. Phil cans the deuce from the left side with a heads-up putback. 50-22, 37 seconds to go in the first half. Halftime extravaganza, as usual. Kevin Kruger with a steal. One-on-one, Kruger. Oh, Kruger. Kruger had it tipped away. I don't think there was a foul. Andy Johnson got it in his face. Johnson came out of nowhere, streaking diagonally across the court. Kruger had stolen it away with a totally heads-up move. Catches the ball before it goes into the scoring table. Runs down toward the basket at another angle. And at the last instant, Andy Johnson came and got him wrapped up. And this one goes down. Kruger with another one. Like Kruger's just with a big, high, nice, solid arc. Majestic. 51-22 as Kruger back to the line. A lot of people watching tonight. That's a great, great crowd on air. And Kruger bags the second one. Very nicely. The Penguins by 30 in the first half. It was a two-point game the last time these two teams played, and the Penguins were victorious then, but only by a deuce. Tonight it's 30 in the first half, and we're down to 15 seconds. Now across the middle is Barrera. Barrera had Kruger beaten for a second. Now he flings it across. He heaves it 9 seconds on the clock. Nothing doing the putback? No. Down with it, Fahey. Fahey comes with it. 2-1 on the way. Havlicek with a jumper, and he traveled, and there's 1.2 seconds on the clock in the first half, fans. Now they're going to switch it up to 1.8 seconds. It's still a pretty tall order. Barrera on the long end. He's going to get it in, and somebody's going to have to throw it like a baseball. Here it goes. One on the way from half court over the backboard. The shot there was by Will Williams, and he actually had time to put it down. And Williams had so much adrenaline pumping that he heaved it over the top of the backboard. He actually had a pretty good direction, just poor distance. So we're going to take a timeout, fans. 14 and a half minutes until the second half resumes, but about 10 minutes until our halftime extravaganza, complete with all the statistics. We'll be back underway, and you'll hear it right here on radio.dominican.edu. Your halftime score, Penguins 52, Keel Haulers 22. This broadcast brought to you by the Communications Department at Dominican University of California, where our head coach is Melba Beals. Live CalPAC basketball on radio.dominican.edu. And the left side, uh-oh. Now the shot by Barrera does not go. 8:44 to go. On the right side now, Maritime Academy's got it, Girardo. And they get it back over to Heller. 67-41 with 8:32 to go in the second half. Inbounds Fahey now. Well, the Penguins are playing just beautifully tonight. And they're really manhandling Maritime Academy so far, anyway. For the Penguins, Chris Souza getting ready to come in. Souza, 6'2", junior out of Marysville. And Nate Rogoff now works the outside. Now Pat Fahey. Fahey drives in. Fahey off the glass. Fahey up and under Andy Johnson, and Fahey scores a deuce. So Fahey's going three balls and two balls, and everything's happening all over the place. Fahey has got his shooting shoes on tonight. That is for sure. Girardo with a head fake. Girardo with a jumper. Girardo deep. Fahey got in there and broke it up. It's going to be Keel Hauler ball as Souza comes in place of Matt Ferreira. Ferreira is a 5'10 junior out of Hayfork. You've heard me talk about Ferreira in the past. 7'50. Ferreira getting better all the time. He's got some great hands. Ferreira's working it. And he takes a well-deserved rest as Souza's come in his place. Barrera now goes on the outside. Johnson, now they work it indoors. Gatton up and in. Penguin defense was a little suspect right there, 69-43. That is, they just all broke up and left it wide open. Perhaps they had no other choice. 7:23 to go. 69-43. 14 fouls committed by the Keel Haulers. Nate Rogoff with a super soft up and under. Rogoff just worked the lane and got the softy to fall. And it was a swish. 71-43. Good shot there by Nate. Now the Penguins on defense as Kruger gets ready to come back in. Now the nice foot fake. Keel Haulers out left side. Here's Girardo. Top of the key is Barrera. He drives right side. He gets to Girardo. It goes out of bounds. Oh, no. Valderrama had it for a second. And Souza picks it up. He flings it over to Nate. Nate with a no-look. Three ball. Fahey on the way. Oh, Pat Fahey with another one! All right, I thought Fahey had... I asked the score if that was five or six for Fahey, and he tells me that was only his fourth. I thought it was his sixth. Kevin Kruger's come back into the game after the fouls committed by the Keel Haulers. They have five team fouls now. Fahey's shooting so beautifully indoors and outdoors, I was ready to give him six three-pointers so far. Pat Fahey is... He's a three-ball threat after Ray Chavis opened the game with three in a row. Then Chavis missed one, then he nailed two more. 6:10 to go, 74-43. That's the fourth team foul committed by the Penguins. Oh, check it. Sixth team foul committed by the Keel Haulers. I thought that was on the Penguins. As Field is leaving the floor, and back in there is Heller. Penguins will have it on the short side, Rogoff to bring it in. Now Fahey's got it outside the line. Oh, a big long three ball. Fahey missed that one to the right. Fahey took it in stride with no bounce. Now Heller's got it on the right side now. Williams working the outside of the perimeter. And the Penguins won't even let him in inside the arc, much less inside. Working it was Gatton. Gatton gets a whistle, but no bucket. 74-43 with 5:51 to go. Williams coming into the game. Check it, Tyler Field is getting ready to come in the game. Williams has been playing just about the whole game. And this one goes in and out as Gatton missed the free throw. Havlicek has come back in the game in place of Fahey. Fahey's going to head back to the bench, and that may be the end of Fahey tonight unless the Keel Haulers go on some sort of a nutty roll. 74-43, and this one goes down. So now it's a 30-point game with 5:51 to go. Penguins have 5 seconds to bring it inbounds. They do so. Kruger's got it. Now Havlicek. Now Kruger in the backcourt. Full court pressure, and it's heavy. Now Rogoff throws it up there to Havlicek. Flipped away. Oh, Souza picks up the bounce and gets it to go. Souza wearing the brown... runners. The brown tennis shoes there. And he picked up the errant throw and somehow got it to go. Now a turnaround jumper by Cody Gatton. And Gatton can't get it to go. The Penguins down with it. Valderrama, right side. Souza on the way softly. Oh, Souza again! Valderrama with a perfect feed there, and Souza picked it up. Rooney's called another timeout. And it... just when Maritime Academy gets something going. The Penguins fire back with a bunch more. And Gatton is just not having his night tonight. Gatton seems like everything's a little bit deep. Gatton can't get anything to go. 5:08 to go. 78-44, 16 fouls committed by the Keel Haulers, four committed by the Penguins. This timeout brought to you by the Marin Independent Journal. It's all about Marin. Pick up your daily copy today. Marin Independent Journal. You can find them on the web at marinij.com. Of course it's on the web. Where else would you find them? If it's marinij.com, it's got to be on the web, right? MarinIJ.com. It's all about Marin. Pick up your copy today. Proud sponsors of DU Athletics and the Field of Dreams. That's the end of the timeout, fans. 5:08 to go. 78-44. MarinIJ.com. In the backcourt now, Keel Haulers. And they've got it. Andy Johnson goes right, goes left. Now the jumper, Johnson on the way, back at him. And it's hauled down by Nick Fahey, who's come in. Pat Fahey's brother. Got the brothers Fahey, the brothers Chavis. Uh-oh, and Souza with a three ball from the right side. Valderrama with another perfect feed, and Souza on the kick out goes three ball. 81-44. The DU is playing very tough. We're coming up on 4 minutes, fans. Here's Gatton. Gatton goes left side, Williams. Indoors. Field with the jumper. Field walks with it. Gerardo's come back in as Johnson goes to the bench for Coach Rooney. 81-44. 4:22 to go, fans. Now Souza. Kruger's got it. Over to Souza, left wing. Now top of the key, Havlicek. Penguins working it outside, Valderrama. Top of the key, now Fahey. Fahey backs out and resurveys. Now he goes left side to Havlicek. And the Penguins throw it away. 3:54 to go, 81-44. Are people still coming into the Conlon Center? Anybody tell them there's less than 4 minutes to go in the whole evening? It's been like 4 hours of basketball. We're down to 4 minutes, and people are still coming in. Penguins are popular right now. Oh, man, Souza with the layup. Souza again. Valderrama and his assist play tonight are just superb. 83-44, three ball goes off by Simon Heller, the 6'3" senior out of Cape Coral, Florida. Florida. What'd I say, Flora? Florida. 83-47 coming up on 3 minutes, fans. Three ball thrown up by Heller. Rogoff getting ready to come in. A bunch of Penguins coming. Going to be three at the next break. 3 minutes now. As Will Williams drives the lane and gets a whistle. And Williams is trying to pass it off to Gatton. ...83-47, and Williams will go to the line. Valderrama's third. Souza's making the best of his minutes tonight. Souza's first time on the air. 6'2", junior out of Marysville is Souza. Souza's can the huge three and three deuces. Todd Bergman's in there along with Nate Rogoff, Nick Fahey, Souza, and Valderrama's in there. 2:58 to go. I'm not sure why 2:58 would be on the clock. It was 3 minutes. 83-49. Time shouldn't roll off on a free throw. Perhaps I'm seeing things. Here's Nate Rogoff. Goes off to the right side, Nick. Now Todd Bergman, top of the key. Now Scott Shelton's come back in there. I said it was Valderrama, but it was Shelton. Shelton snuck in when I wasn't looking. He was hidden behind somebody. I just assumed it was Valderrama. But it's Shelton, 33. Shelton, who had some good minutes earlier. Out to the right side now. Left side. Gerardo, three ball on the way. 2:15 to go. And the putback is right there by Tyler Field. Tyler Field, the 6'5" freshman out of Sacto. Field felt that one right in there. 83-51, and we're just at about 2 minutes now. Now Nate's going to bring it up. Over to Shelton. Shelton's between the circles. Low bounce pass to Bergman. Bergman with the black hose up. Up to both knees. Now Bergman, after Shelton fed him down low. Outside, Souza thought three ball. Oh, Souza goes up scissor legs. Souza hits the deck and a whistle. Kind of a late call. As Tavani came up on his feet, and I think Tavani induced the call. Tavani jumped up and said, hey, come on. And then he got the call. Hard to argue with Tavani. Now Souza to the line. See if he can make a free throw. He's made everything else. Yep. I think this Souza can do it all. Souza gets a chance to play, and look what he did. He tears up the place. Souza makes the long three. Three deuces, or maybe four now. And two freebies. Souza's doing everything he can to be the player of the game tonight. And it's going to be a tough call. 1:36 to go and a whistle as the Penguins were on defense. Todd Bergman gets his first tonight. Bergman out of Stockton. He's a senior at 6'7". 136 to go, and the coach is insisting no fouls. 85-51, fans. Now the left side. Kielhollers working indoors. And I think they call the jump ball. No. Okay, Chris Souza gets his first foul, so he does do it all. You get your first foul of the night after scoring all those points. You say you're playing nice and aggressively, and that's okay. 85-51. However, at this point in the game, the coach doesn't want to see any fouls. Fouls mean potential for injury. And when you're up by 33 with a minute and a half to go, you really don't want to get anybody injured. Sterling Wilson has come in for the Kielhollers, and he cans both of the free throws. Shelton to bring the ball in. Now the push-off. Nate gets away with it. I thought Nate pushed off on Williams, but no whistle. 120 to go now, fans. 85-53. Here comes the left side, Nate. Nate goes left. Now he goes right. Now he has a clean look, and they're just not going to shoot it. 20 on the shot clock. And Nick Fahey is called on a travel. Now, Fahey has the miniature Mohawk going. The Kruger, of course. And then Wells with it. Now we've got three Mohawks on the Penguin team. And they're all working. 85-53, we're coming up on 1 minute. Sterling Wilson fires off left side. Girardo goes 360 against Fahey. Now Sue's on defense. Now they flip it out the field. Three ball on the way. Heller, short. Hauled down Souza. So you see now Souza has a three, a deuce, a foul, two free throws, and he has a rebound. 44 seconds to go, fans, and the Penguins are going to hold on to it for a few. 22 seconds. Souza now kick out to Fahey. Goes right and left. They can throw it back to Nate just in front of the midcourt line. 15 on the shot clock. 30 seconds to play. 85-53. The DUs are going to win this thing by a mile, and they're going to stay in first place. Here goes Shelton with the jumper. Shelton very high, and the putback. Bergman can't get it. 18 seconds.
What's the call?
Now the referees are having a talk.
What's the call? Okay.
It was a shot clock violation, and one of the referees was just screaming it out at Nick Fahey. 9 seconds to go, and a three ball's canned by Simon Heller. It was a three ball by Heller, and I don't know what the holdup was. 8 seconds, Shelton. Across the middle, seven. Now Shelton's going to slow things down, three. Shelton flings it over to Fahey, one, on the way. That's it. Souza ends the game with the ball in his hands, and the Penguins have creamed the Kielhollers. 85-56, the Penguins Kielhauled them. After last time, it was a much closer game. It was a two-point game last time. But this time, Penguin women by 41. 85-56, your final for the men. Man, what a game. And now I have the dubious distinction of picking a Penguin player of the game. And it's not going to be easy because there are a couple great ones tonight. See, Alistair Flack had some great minutes tonight, but he's not the player of the game. Valderrama, well, he was superb tonight, but he's not the player of the game. Let's see, Michael Wells, he was awesome tonight, but he's not the player of the game. Ferreira in the first half played some massive defense and canned a couple, but he's not. Nate Rogoff, brilliant as usual. Adam Chavis, the leading scorer for the Penguins, but he's not the player of the game. Let's see, Havlicek was solid. Ray Chavis was superb. I mean, Ray Chavis couldn't have been much better tonight. He was scoring from everywhere. And Ray Chavis is normally a pretty solid player, but, I mean, he's scoring from everywhere tonight. Kevin Krieger, Nick Fahey, those guys were good. Shelton came in, had some quality time. Bergman and Trammell. Pat Fahey was awfully good. Boy, this is tough, because it's going to come right down to Pat Fahey, Ray Chavis, and Chris Souza. And I'm going to have to make the tough call, but somebody's got to do it. You want to be the voice of the Penguins, you got to make the tough call. And there's nothing worse than when a guy says, I'm going to give the player of the game to three different guys. Call them all the player of the game. But there's no question Chris Souza is the player of the game tonight, the 6'2" junior out of Marysville. Souza, the first time I've ever seen the guy play. The first time I've ever seen him get minutes on the court at a home game. On the air, Souza breaks out. And Souza is our Penguin player of the game. Souza was superb. If he does this again, he might be my favorite Penguin. Boy, that Ray Chavis was something brutal tonight. Holy cow. Good game, Ray. Good game, Pat Fahey. Great game, Chris Souza. Glad you listened to it with us, fans. It was an honor to have you spend your Saturday night with us. 9:01 p.m. on the West Coast is the time. Exactly 1 hour and 30 minutes it took to play that one. Great night of basketball. Another CalPAC sweep for the Penguins of Dominican University of California. Stuart Horn signing off. This broadcast brought to you by the Communications Department, where our head coach is Melba Beals. Our next broadcast coming up in a couple days, as the Penguin men only, 3 days from today, January 22nd, 7:30 tip-off, the Penguins playing against Golden State Baptist. 2 days later on the 24th, that's a Thursday evening, Penguin women only, 5:30 tip-off is the Banana Slugs come into the Conlon Center from UC Santa Cruz. And then neither one of those games, by the way, are conference games. But then the conference play resumes on Saturday the 26th. William Jessup will be in the house. 5:30 women, 7:30 men. We'll see you then. Thanks for listening to radio.dominican.edu.